All right, guys. Hey, first of all, Malin and I, just listening to that story of the sacrifice of driving all the way in, hours and hours, and elbow to elbow, knee to knee. I mean, guys, thank you so much for your dedication, all of you, in coming in for Mike driving all but 2 hours. I mean, it's a tremendous dedication, and have everybody come in from down in Texas and Waco and California and North Carolina and everywhere in between, guys. Just wanted to tell you thank you very much. We want to do a quick recap for those of you that didn't make it, and there's people on the phone today who didn't make it in for the fly-in. So, guys, we love you, but we want you to come next time. So just we're talking about February, and by the end of the week we'll be able to give you a date is what we're hoping here. But first of all, let me just recap how it went. I started off talking
And
a little
we
bit
actually started
about
with Nights on Broadway.
Nights on Broadway. And that was embarrassing for me. You got to be a dancer, but I mean, no, we had a. I think we had a great time. I actually have a video of Cindy and I don't know who else was laughing, when Mike was dancing. So yeah, I mean, I think everybody who got out on the dance floor had a great time, and we had a lot of fun at
It
Nights on
was
Broadway.
awesome.
It
That's
was
right.
awesome.
We as you guys know, all we do is we tell you what time to show up and how to dress, and then we hopped on a bus and we took you to a place called Wheeler Historic Farm, and it's got farm animals and tractors and a big huge barn, and we went for a hay ride. Well, it was more like a trailer ride. We weren't really in the hay, but we did go for a ride, and then we had a fabulous barbecue dinner, and then we had a caller who came and did some line dancing calling and a little square dancing, and it was really fun, like Steve said, to get everybody on the floor.
One of the great things, though, guys, we always try to have something fun to do, and we've done some incredibly fun things for our Nights on Broadway in the past. This was a little different because there were still a lot of restrictions up with COVID and everything, and so that's why we decided to rent the whole farm there and the whole barn and have it to ourselves so that we could arrange this event. So thanks for your patience and thanks for coming and having a great spirit. And I know a lot of you were tired when you got in after driving all day, but we had an absolutely great time and some really good memories. So that's how we started off. Then on Friday morning, I started off talking about the timing of Limitless. I mean, we designed these four health packs, for individuals. We priced them all the same so it's easy to remember. Because I said to Malin, I said, they've got to be all the same price so the distributors can just know, hey, $175 a pack. And they're all designed, for the situation we find ourselves in. We talked about the American Psychology Association and their studies during the pandemic that said that the average person put on 26 pounds of weight in a year's period of time during the pandemic, that people, almost two-thirds, 67% of Americans were not able to get enough sleep, which is crazy when you think about it from that standpoint. So they had weight loss, they had sleep problems, and they also had energy and fatigue. And it talked about people falling asleep on the job, Americans falling asleep on the job. 42% said that they, felt like they just didn't have enough energy to get through the day and fatigue. And when you look at our packs, they were all designed to help you sleep better, and of course our Thrive product helps you be able to get into that deep REM sleep. An incredible product in all our packs. And the fact that all these different things addressed all those issues that the American Psychological Association found was out there with our Rock Pack and our Shape Pack and everything that we have, all our different packs addressed that. And so timing-wise, it was like smack you in the face. We designed the packs before the pandemic. The pandemic came out. Nobody wants to take advantage of saying, hey, you know, we're trying to take advantage of the pandemic. We're not saying that. But if you need more oxygen in your body, after you listen to Dr. Wisco and everything else, you know, when you need more oxygen in your body, there we got Force. When you need more energy, we got Electrify. We got Charge. You know, when you look at all the different things, you know, we've got Lunagen. We've got everything that addressed all those different things during the pandemic. So what I was talking about is, hey, it's a perfect time and a perfect product for us to be in Limitless. That's how we started off. And then, Malin, we turned it over to Cindy, I think.
We did, Cindy, and I know you had a fantastic talk about how to ignite your business with the power of your story. And so just give us a quick recap.
Well, everybody has one, okay? I've actually, like I said this morning, I've already sent out texts. I've sent out messages. I've sent out invitations for people to get, you know, get registered as new distributors with our company and why, and then also validating why it is that if people are ready to ignite their business, what do they got to do to make that happen? What are your goals? What are you doing to make that a end result by the end of the month? And if you don't prioritize at the beginning of the month, the end of the month will show up whether you like it or not. And guess what? If you're not where you want to be, it's probably because you didn't prepare for that to happen. And by doing that, we've been able to maximize our earning potential based on other people getting results on products and also sharing those results with everybody that we run into. So make sure that you guys, you're looking at whatever team you've got. And if you don't got one, get one. You know, that's the opportunity that we have right now in sharing all of the stories that you heard over the weekend and letting people know why it is that they need to be on these products. And I guarantee you, after what you heard over this weekend, if you cannot light a fire under somebody's butt and get them moving in the right direction, you must have had earplugs on.
And do you think everybody should come back next time?
I can't even believe we have to wait until February. I'm ready to come back now.
That's saying something.
That's so true. And then, Steve, we also did a lot of recognition. It was really fun, and we gave out some representations of checks. We gave out, you know, we had X3s, X5s, X15s. We had, you know, people who had new ranks, and we had our 1,000 PSVs. We had 2,000 PSV. But our biggest check that we gave, we actually wrote on a big, huge check, was to Tanya Conley, and that was really fun to have that recognition, wasn't it? All right, and so you must be on mute. All right, so
were you talking
let's go
to me?
Back to Liz. Okay,
sorry.
Liz, our next person up was Liz. And you had a fantastic experience sharing with everybody about what you've gone through and Plan B. Give us your take.
Well, you know, it's the one thing that I can tell you that I feel blessed about is that I'm glad I prepared in advance to have that residual income coming in, because there was a lot of people during this time that worried about their paycheck, and I never had to worry about that. Having that residual income was a super, just a big blessing. It gave me the ability to help others. I also own a traditional business, and in that traditional business, we had to shut down, and it's a hair salon, and, you know, my employees, they pay rent to me, and I was able to give them 2 months of free rent, because most of that, they didn't get to work, and so it was really difficult for me to want to say, hey, you need to pay me when you're not working, and so I was able to do that. It was a big blessing. So that's just a big aha to say, hey, this was a, you know, to prepare in advance. And, you know, it says one of the quotes I use, I was just trying to find it, but I'm driving, so I apologize. It's a little too late to, you know, build an ark after it starts raining. You want to make sure your ark is built far in advance of the rain. And that's really what we're talking about. It's interesting. Also, my biggest why has always been to prepare for my old age. I don't want to be older, you know, and not having the finances to take care of, you know, me, because I, you know, I don't have any children. And so I didn't want to put that burden on, you know, nieces and nephews or family members. I always wanted to have that you know, preparation in advance. You know, it's interesting because I'm faced with exactly my largest fear about myself is what's happening with my mother, because she is in a situation where she doesn't have and she never prepared for her older years. And unfortunately, that puts that burden on us as her children financially. And so, but again, having the opportunity that I've prepared in advance gives me the ability to be able to help her. It's hard, but, you know, it's like, what choice do you have? And so they're just some really good aha moments to say, hey, you want to prepare now, you know, for those things later. Don't wait till the time has come to start to preparing. You want to prepare in advance. And I saw multiple times with people on my team who had built that team and able to have that paycheck coming in that, you know, could pay for those essentials during a time that they weren't getting a paycheck elsewhere. So there's never a better time than right now to prepare for those things in advance. And I loved it. And I think everybody should prepare right now to come to the next fly-in.
Boy, I love that. And like we said, we kind of polled the room to see when, and we're really shooting for that first week of February, and we hope to let you guys know by the end. You know, Steve, we also had Pam, but before I have Pam talk, we had some great testimonials by, you know, Lisa Swanson and Sarah and Andy, and Becky had a great story, and Paul Israelson, his story was fantastic, and even Mike Maddox, Cindy's husband, I kind of wrangled him to come up and share, and it was so powerful. I don't know.
You were on shaky ground.
I was on shaky ground because he's like, I don't do this kind of thing. And of course, Keisha gave her story. And the good news is, guys, we have our video guy who's kind of given us a plan that we can utilize to get some of these stories updated so that on our Tuesday night broadcasts, we've got fresh and new stories up and coming. So stay tuned because we're going to start contacting you so we can get some of those stories done. And then, of course, Steve, we had Pam who had a fantastic talk about using your voice. And so, Pam, give us an update. Give us a recap.
Okay, Malin, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
All right. So my topic was find your limitless, find your voice. And so how do you find your voice? You have to use your voice. And we talked a little bit about the difference between an invitation using your voice and an invitation through a text message and how the difference in how we hear that in our own brains, you know. And so the whole thing was just practice and practice and practice. And I also shared what I revealed on my tracker, that I learned that I was being a sissy. I was sharing, inviting, and selling, which is an SIS. And so don't be a sissy like me, and don't forget to present. And so the best way to present and invite and share is to do that with your voice. And It was an awesome fly-in full of lots of great topics, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
And are you coming next time?
Absolutely.
Think everybody else should come, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We need to pack that room for sure.
You know, one of the things that we did that I thought was really fun, and all of these talks that people have shared and testimonials have been fantastic, but one of the things we did that was even a little more interactive, Steve, was we pulled up the Limitless Demonstrator, and we had people actually come and sit in a chair and play on the computer that was projecting on the screen so that they could start to get a feel of how fun it is, not only for themselves to make their plans for their business, but how they can utilize that to share with other people. And that was pretty fun, wasn't it?
I think especially watching Stacy when you called her up, Melinda.
Yeah.
I thought Stacy was great, and Rochelle, and Andy, all those different people. You know, when you plug in your own numbers and do it, it really comes home. And I think everybody can appreciate what the demonstrator can do. And that if you're not hitting some of those incomes on there, guys, it's just a matter of what Pam was talking about, you know, get out and start talking to people about the business. But, wow, does that bring it home? I love the demonstrator. Love, 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 love it. Because anytime I'm talking to anybody about commission plans, we can kind of just blow them away using that demonstrator. Because talk is one thing. Seeing the numbers is is totally different. So thank you for doing that, Malin.
It's so true. And we added one. We debuted it at the fly-in, and we'll be getting it into an updated version of the Limitless Demonstrator, one more little sheet on there that's about your organizational growth and the value of, as a Malinism would be, never going to not grow. Meaning, once you've decided you really want to build your business, if you've really decided that and you've made goals for yourself, one of the things you have to commit to is that you're never going to let your business fall backward. And sometimes that can feel like a challenge, but, you know, to grow by, you know, 10%, if you're at 1,000 in organizational volume, to grow by 10%, that just means you grow by 100. That's not even a full pack customer. And yet, if you will make those commitments, you'll be amazed what can happen in a one-year, two-year, or three-year period of time if you commit to never not grow, never going to not grow. And so we'll be adding that to the spreadsheet as well. And then, Steve, on Saturday, we had a couple of special guests. One was Shan Lassig, and I think I couldn't do service to Shan like you could because you worked so closely with him.
Well, first of all, I wish Paul could have been there on Saturday to see Shan because, you know, Shan said so many things that Paul had talked about. And I thought, man, these are two peas in a pod. They're two athletes who I respect tremendously and both people who I really care about. And Paul gave his tremendous presentation, as you mentioned, Malin, on Friday. But Shan on Saturday got up there and spent, I think, almost 45 minutes talking about the power of Thrive, the power of Force, the power of Electrify, that basically let him run 60 marathons in 100 days. 26.2 miles, guys. You know, you hear about people, you know, preparing and preparing and preparing and getting ready to run a marathon, how they hit a wall at about the 20-mile mark. Imagine running a marathon every single day. And he did it with, you know, James, what's James' last name?
The Iron Cowboy.
But I forgot James Lawrence's last name for half a second. But James Lawrence did not only 100 marathons in 100 days, but he did a triathlon, which included a 100-mile bike ride and a 2-mile swim, as well as a 26.2-mile marathon every single day. And Shan had mentioned how he'd sponsored him. And Shan is an expert on dealing with athletes. He got his degree in exercise physiology. He has a business that does billions of dollars in sales. And yet his love of life, he said, was these products that he claims he set it up there. He said there is no way I would have been able to accomplish those goals without these products. And so I loved Paul talking about it. I loved Shan talking about it. I loved Shan talking about the Iron Cowboy, James Lawrence doing it, and all these different athletes. And, you know, when you're looking at somebody who has less than 5% body fat, you know, Shan looks great. I could never in a million years do what Shan did. I'll admit it right up front, but I have tremendous admiration for people who keep their bodies in peak condition. I think Shan mentioned he's like 54, 55 years old, and he looks great. So Shan did a great job, Malin.
He really did. And then, of course, we were so excited because Dr. Wisco, Dr. Jonathan Wisco, who is at the Boston School of Medicine. And he flew out for us. He's been a great friend of ours. He's got his PhD in anatomy and neurobiology, and he full-on supports our products. He takes our products. And not only did he talk about the science that he loves that we have behind all of our products, especially our packs, the products that are in our packs and Thrive HGH, but he actually unveiled some of the research that he has not finished on his publishing. And just to give you the highest level, he talked about the importance of, you know, when you have someone who cleans up their diet, who balances their diet for the right kind of bacteria in your body, on top of taking Thrive HGH, it exponentially takes Thrive to whole new levels. and they can't do it alone with diet. And Thrive HGH will be great alone, but when you add, you know, really balancing out your diet for the right kind of good and bad bacteria, I mean, having the right kind of bacteria balance is fantastic. And he talked about the connection between your brain, your liver, and your gut, and what that does for health. And, of course, he talked about diseases, and we don't claim our products do anything for disease, but when you can stay healthy, you're giving your body its capability of being its very best and fighting off whatever it can. And so that was super powerful to have him come out and talk about his latest research and tie that into the science that we have with Limitless, and in particular our Thrive HGH product. I just thought that was fantastic. It lit a fire under everybody in the room, didn't you think, Steve?
Absolutely. And, you know, we all love Dr. Wisco. He's just a tremendous, humble, incredibly smart guy who, for half a second, I said he wasn't a doctor. I didn't mean it like that. He is a doctor. We all know that. But
not,
know,
an not, MD.
Not
an MD.
Not an MD doctor, you know, and like, you know, play one because I stayed at the Holiday Inn last night. No, he is an incredibly, incredibly smart human being. And I think you could all feel that. And he took the time to answer all your guys' questions out there and to help you understand. I mean, there's no way you can listen to Dr. Wisco for any length of time and then when he's done not think, man, I'm going to take Thrive the rest of my life based upon what he just said, you know, or any of these products. He went through every one of the packs and the importance of them and how they relate to your body. Again, all these things were developed before the pandemic. We have them sitting in our arsenal. We have them in our quiver. And when we talk to somebody, you know, about their health, that's why we call them health packs, guys. It can change their lives. And the testimonials that followed were amazing that everyone did. And I just love all you guys for what you've gone through and your journey to get here and how these products have helped you. We're so grateful that they've changed your life. So thank you for that.
Well, and so that kind of concludes our fly-in. But I will say the one common theme that we truly felt heart to heart was it was just so great to have everybody come back and be together. There's just something that you can't replace when you have your Limitless family all together, and we break bread together, we play together, we work together, we train together, and we go off really locking arms together out to get Limitless out into the world. And there are so many people who need to hear our story from a product standpoint. And guys, we need people to help us get the Limitless story told over and over and over again. We need more distributors. And we really put a call to action that these last 3 months of the year, October, November, December, let's explode. Let's show people the actual business opportunity, the plan B that they can have by using their voice and sharing their story, and we will build toward the next fly-in. And I think, Steve, you have already had so many people talk about, you know, that they aren't going to miss the next fly-in. And we are going to make a big announcement at the next fly-in because, you know, we will be entering into our 10th year. We'll be 10 years old in 2023. And so we're going to take that year leading up to that anniversary. We're going to plan an awesome trip. We're going to plan awesome events all the way leading up to that. And we're going to make some big announcements at the next fly-in. So we need more people. We need to double, triple, quadruple the size of that room
and
the
we
people
should.
That are there.
We should. There's no reason why we shouldn't. If I ask Cindy or Liz or Pam or Terry or anybody, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't explode this business. And so, guys, like Melin said, you know, you want to finish out strong as we go down this stretch here. And we're already up over last month. So, hey, good things are happening.
That's right. And, you know, there's a saying out there that we want to negate, and that is that nice guys finish last. And you know what, guys? We are the company that is honest with our products. We put real science behind our products. We are the company that pays people with a comp plan that is second to none. We don't have waste in our plan. We don't pay the wrong people. Every single person who's willing to do the work gets it. Just talk to anyone who's built somewhere else and has come here to build. And so we are the honest, good company. We really are. And we don't want to finish last. We don't want to grow the slowest. So let's prove that statement wrong, and let's say that the real deal is the deal that grows faster than anybody in the industry of network marketing and multi-level marketing, MLM, network marketing, whatever you want to call it, right? That's what we use in our lesson. Let's go be first in our growth.
It's time for all hands on deck, guys. Ahad.
Ahad. So with that, I'm going to come off mute, Steve.